KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Let's take a look at girls softball action last night. First, Class 3A Region 8 first round play. Atlantic made quick work of a very sloppy Clarinda team last night. Allie Anderson tossed a four-hit shutout. She also belted a two-run homer in the first inning to get Atlantic's offense rolling as Atlantic defeated Clarinda 12-0. That game took four innings last night. Atlantic tacked on seven runs in the second inning, aided by a number of Clarinda errors. And they put three more on the board in the fourth to end that game early, 12-0. Atlantic a winner. They move on in postseason tournament play. Also last night in 3A Region 8, it was Red Oak defeating Shenandoah 9-5, West Marshall a 9-0 winner over Creston, and North Polk beats Saydell 7-4. Class 3A Region 3, among the matchups there, Southeast Valley beat Kemper Catholic by a final of 1-0 in first round play. In Class 2A play last night in Region 8, it was I-35 over Nottoway Valley, 15-0. Van Meter beat Earlham 7-6. Trainer outlasting AHSTW in nine innings by a 6-4 final, and Underwood outslugged Tri-Center 12-10 in quarterfinal round play. Also in the quarterfinals in Class 2A Region 7, Logan Magnolia advances with a 12-0 win over Maple Valley. Missouri Valley also moves on. They beat IKM Manning 6-3 last night. In Class 1A Region 8 play, it was quarterfinal round action. Bedford falling to Murray 15-1. Mount Air defeating Lennox 4-1. Colfax Mingo topping Griswold 11-1. And Grandview Christian beat Riverside 16-5. Class 1A Region 1 play in quarterfinal round action last night. Sydney over East Mills 15-5. Westwood beat Booyer Valley 17-5. Remsen St. Mary's a 15-4 winner over Woodbine. Also in Class 1A Region 3 action, quarterfinal round play, Exira EHK advancing with an 8-4 victory over Audubon. Those winners all moving on in girls' postseason softball tournament play. In boys baseball action last night, regular season play, it was the Hawkeye 10 Conference saw ADM beat Atlantic 9-5, Lewis Central topping ADM 9-2, Clarinda beat St. Albert 3-1, St. Albert over Red Oak 3-0, Glenwood split a pair with Lamar's, the Rams winning 6-4 in the opener, Lamar's 5-4 winners in the nightcap, Harlan beat Dallas Center Grimes 5-3, Kemper Catholic over Carroll 15-0. Also, Denison needed nine innings to beat South Winnesheek 4-3 last night. From the Western Iowa Conference, it was Trainer over Hinton 7-4. Underwood beat Fremont Mills 1-0. Riverside topping East Mills 9-6. Earlham over Audubon in five innings 13-3. South Central Calhoun defeating IKM Manning by a 12-6 final. Also from the Rolling Valley Conference last night, baseball play, it was Cam over East Union 10-0. Exira EHK beat Orient Maxburg 8-3. Coon Rapids Baird an 11-2 winner over Nottoway Valley, while Arweva beat Whiting 18-1 in boys baseball last night. In Major League Baseball, Giancarlo Stanton homered twice, recording his 22nd career multi-homer game, and Marcell Ozuna and Justin Bour also hit homers as the Miami Marlins beat the St. Louis Cardinals 9-6. Stanton went 3-for-4 and also walked while driving in four runs last night. Those two teams back in action today. We'll have that for you here on the radio. 11:50 this morning is the scheduled pregame start time, and the first pitch, 12:45, Cards and the Marlins today, final game of that series. In other National League play yesterday, Pittsburgh beat Philadelphia 5-2, Colorado dumping Cincinnati 5-3. The Dodgers edging Arizona 1-0. The Mets at Washington was washed out yesterday. In interleague play, the Chicago Cubs beat Tampa Bay 7-3, Milwaukee over Baltimore 4-0. San Francisco defeats Detroit 5-4, San Diego over Cleveland 6-2, Houston beat Atlanta 10-4. Salvador Perez hit a two-run homer in the 10th inning. Alex Gordon added a two-out RBI single later in the inning, and the Kansas City Royals completed a three-game sweep with a 9-6 win over the Seattle Mariners last night. Perez drove the second pitch from reliever James Pezos out to right field for his 17th homer of the season, giving the Royals the victory. Elsewhere in American League play, Toronto beat the New York Yankees 7-6, Oakland over Chicago White Sox 7-4. Texas downing Boston 8-2. The LA Angels, a 2-1 winner over Minnesota. In Pacific Coast League play, Omaha beat New Orleans 2-1. Oklahoma City 8-0 winners over the Iowa Cubs. Cleveland Indians manager Terry Francona will miss at least a few more games as doctors try to pinpoint his medical issues. Francona remains at the Cleveland Clinic undergoing tests to determine what has made him lightheaded and increased his heart rate over the past month. The 58-year-old Francona was admitted to the hospital on Tuesday. At this point, it's unclear when he'll be discharged or if he'll be able to manage the American League All-Star team next week. NBA player activity continues in the offseason as Deion Waiters is staying with the Miami Heat. A person with knowledge of that situation says the shooting guard has accepted a 4-year, $52 million contract. Waiters averaged nearly 16 points in 46 games for the Heat last season, a shade below his career high set with Cleveland in 2013-14. He was a key figure as Miami went 30-11 in the second half after losing 30 of its first 41 games. The Heat went 27-19 when he played, 14-22 when he didn't. Also around the league, the Warriors have deepened their reserve pool by working out a 1-year, $5.2 million contract with veteran Nick Young. He averaged over 13 points in 60 games for the Lakers last season before declining his player option in his contract. Cleveland forward Richard Jefferson says he'll return to the club for his 17th NBA season. Jefferson averaged nearly 6 points and 3 rebounds in 79 games for the Cavs as a backup for LeBron James. The Knicks have signed guard Frank Ntilikina. He was the 8th player taken in the NBA draft last month. The 18-year-old averaged 5 points and 2 rebounds in 31 games for Strasbourg in the French Pro A League last year. Well, the National Hockey League's reigning scoring champ has signed a long-term contract after only spending 2 years in the league. Edmonton Oilers captain Connor McDavid has inked an 8-year, $100 million package that makes him the league's highest-paid player in terms of annual salary. The first player taken in the 2015 draft won the Art Ross Trophy last season with 100 points and helped the Oilers earn their first postseason berth in 11 years. The 20-year-old McDavid has scored 46 goals and 148 points in 127 games over his first two NHL seasons, missing much of his rookie campaign with a broken collarbone. Well, police say Dallas Cowboys linebacker Damian Wilson has been arrested on 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Frisco police say Wilson was arrested Tuesday outside of Toyota Stadium during the city's 4th of July celebration. Police say Wilson was released from jail after posting bond. They say the case remains under investigation and declined to release additional information, including what kind of weapon was involved. Former two-sport professional athlete Gene Conley has died at the age of 86. Conley helped pitch the Braves to the 1957 World Series crown and won 3 straight NBA titles as a power forward with the Celtics from 1959 to 61. He was 91-96 with a .382 earned run average with 3 All-Star appearances in 11 Major League seasons with the Braves, the Phillies, and the Red Sox. He played both basketball and baseball in 1962 and 63, pitching for the Red Sox and grabbing rebounds for the Knicks. The Red Sox announced that Conley died on Tuesday. And the sun is out and temperatures are high so far on day 4 at Wimbledon with Roger Federer and Angelique Kerber scheduled to play. There's been only one brief rain delay so far at Wimbledon, though thunderstorms are possible today with temperatures already around 82 degrees. Federer, a 7-time champion at the All England Club, will play on center court against Dusan Lajovic in the second round. The top-ranked Kerber will face Kirsten Flipkens on number 1 court. Novak Djokovic and Juan Martín Del Potro are also on the schedule. If both players win today, they'll meet in the 3rd round of action. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.